Unless by Carol Shields, read by Joan Allen.
Years. It happens that I am going through a period of great unhappiness and loss just now. All my life I've heard people speak of finding themselves in acute pain, bankrupt in spirit and body, but I've never understood what they meant. To lose, to have lost. I believed these visitations of darkness lasted only a few minutes or hours, and that these saddened people, in between bouts, were occupied, as we all were, with the useful monotony of happiness. But happiness is not what I thought. Happiness is the lucky pane of glass you carry in your head. It takes all your cunning just to hang on to it. And once it's smashed, you have to move into a different sort of life. In my new life, the summer of the year 2000, I am attempting to count my blessings. Everyone I know advises me to take up this repellent strategy, as though they really believe a dramatic loss can be replaced by the renewed appreciation of all one has been given. I have a husband, Tom, who loves me and is faithful to me, and is very decent-looking as well, tallish, thin, and losing his hair nicely. We live in a house with a paid-up mortgage, and our house is set in the prosperous rolling hills of Ontario, only an hour's drive north of Toronto. Two of our three daughters, Natalie, 15, and Christine, 16, live at home. They are intelligent and lively and attractive and loving, though they too have shared in the loss, as has Tom. And I have my writing. You have your writing, friends say. A murmuring chorus. But you have your writing, Rita.